This week's Torah Away has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Zev Ben Rav Dov Zichron Levocho and Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Shmuel Chaim Ben Rav Svi Hirsch Zichron Levocho.
Chofei Elul, Wednesday the 12th of September, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel, a pair of donkeys.
Vayashlim Avram Baboikov. Avram got up in the morning, having been instructed by Rabbi Nishalaylam to listen to Sarah. Vayikach lechem, he took some bread, vachemas mayim, a flask of water, vayitin el Hagar, he gave it to Hagar, some al shichma, he put it on her shoulder, vesayeled, and the child vayishalcheha, and he sent her away. Talmud Lenison says he gave her a get. Now, does Rashi agree with this or not? Says Rashi, lechem vechemas mayim. V'loi kesef v'zohav. He didn't give her any money nor gold. If he gave her a get, then presumably he'd have to pay her ksuba. Presumably. But that's of course not so. The woman is entitled to her ksuba payment if the wedding, the union ceases because the husband wants it. But if it's her fault, then she loses her right to the ksuba. So here, since it was her fault, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had goreshes almost. So anyway, that's just by the way. But this is not the point. The point is, Lefi Shehoyo Sinai, Avraham despised, he hated Yishmael, Al Sheyotzel Tarbus Ra, because he was going in the wrong direction. So he hated him, he despised him. As you know, this is the Kriyas HaTorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now what happens the next day? What about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Tachna Espincha Es Yechidcha Asher Havta Es Yitzchak. Says Rashi, Espincha Omaloi. So Avram said to Rabbi Shalom, Shnei Borim Yesh, they've got two sons. Omaloi Es Yechidcha, but the only one. Omaloi Zeh Yochid L'Imoi V'Zeh Yochid L'Imoi. He is the Yochid of his mother, so I still don't know where I am. Omaloi Asher Havta, the one you love. Omaloi, Shenehem Ani Oihei. I love both of them. And then he says, Ves Yitzchak. L'chaila, there's a clear contradiction. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he hates him, despises him. And the second day, he says, I love him. Of course, that's a rather silly question. For us, the Kriya is one day apart, and on Shabbos Pasos Vayelo, it's the same day. But, according to Rashi, there was 35 years in between our Kriyas HaTorah of the first day and the second day. According to the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, the gap was much smaller. But nevertheless, there was a sizable gap between what we read on the first day and what we read on the second day. What happened in between? It's quite simple, isn't it? He did teshuvah. And the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, yeah, I think it's quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni also, tells us the following story. Avraham, as you know, was very reluctant to send away Yishmael, and after some time, he decided to find out how he's doing. So he got on a camel and rode away to wherever Yishmael was, and Yishmael was not at home. And Yishmael's wife did not treat Avraham Avinu as he expected. So he said, look, when your husband comes home, tell him that the tent pegs of his tents are loose. So the stupid woman, she didn't realize what was going on. But what's the tent pegs of the house? It's the wife. So when Yishmael got the message from his wife, what his father had said, he divorced her. And the next time Avraham came to visit, He found that Yishmael had married a better woman, a woman had ideas of Achanos HaSavachim, etc. But the ikar is that in between the Kriya of the first and the second, Yishmael did Teshuvah. Fine. Okay. Now, when Avraham went to the Akedah, Vayikach Eshnei Na'orov Itoi. Who were the Shnei Na'orov? Yishmael and Eliezer. Now, Yishmael, we said, was a Baal Tshuva. Now, the Daf HaYomi has recently learnt a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu, who is greater, a Baal Tshuva or FFB, as they say, from birth. Yeah, I know I'm with it. I might look like an old codger. So it's Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Yochanan says the Tzadik Mikore is greater. And Rabbi Avohu says the Baal Tshuva. Now, what's the relationship between the two? Rabbi Yochanan was a Rebbe of Rabbi Avohu. And I would expect the Rambam to pass him like the Rebbe, not like the Talmud. And what does the Rambam go and do? He passes like the Talmud. The Rambam paskens the Halacha that the Baal Teshuva was on a higher Madrega than a Tzadik Meikor, because of the effort required to become a Baal Teshuva. How does the Rambam know the Halacha is like Rav Avu? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara tells us the following. The Aseres Hashvotim split from the Malchus Yehuda. And the first king was Yerovam ben Nevat, who was chosen because he was an exceptional Talmud Chochem. But as you know, he went off the rails, and he made it two Agolim, one in Don, one Be'er, and he stopped people being Oyle Regal, and Pashita Zach, we're not going to learn going through Tznach now. But the Gemara says, Tafosai HaKadosh Baruch Hu seized Yerovam Romav, im Toshuv, if you do tshuva, ani ve'ata uven yishai netayu v'ganein. I, the Ribbon Shalom, and you and Ben Yishai will stroll through Ganein. So he said, me b'roish, who's first? Him or me? Kadosh Baruch said, Ben David b'roish, hoch eloi bin, I don't want to, he didn't do tshuva. But, hot nish gechapt, Kadosh Baruch said, Ata uven Yishai, you and Ben Yishai. So who comes first? The Baal Teshuva comes before the Tzadik Mikora. But as I say, Ehot Nishkechat, so you ask me, Barosh. Ah, if you ask him questions, you get demoted. So you'll have to be second. But had he not asked any questions, he would have been come before Ben Yishai, David, the fourth regal of the Markova. So you see, that's the source of the Rambam's psak, that a Baal Teshuva is greater than a Tzadik Mikora. So we have Yishmael the Baal Teshuva. Eliezer. Oh. Did you know, Rabbi Yisrael, that Eliezer was one of the nine people who went into Gan Eden alive? And if you don't believe me, you look it up yourself. At the end of the first perek of Derech Eretz Zuta. Right at the end of the first perek. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Hamoishel b'cholash Eloi. Proshet means Avraham trusted him with everything. But the Baal Emus said, Hamoishel b'cholash Eloi, what is mine? Mine is my desires. Hamoishel b'cholash Eloi. He ruled over all his desires and passions. I suppose you have noted, Rabbi Yisai, that in the whole story of finding a shidduch for Yitzchok, you don't come across the name Eliezer once. El Avdo is a Kambesoi. Why not? Because he was able to sink his own personality. When he went on a mission for Avraham, Eliezer doesn't exist. Horaya. You know that Eliezer had a daughter, and he wanted her to be Yitzchak's wife. And what did he get for? He got a patch in Ponim. I'm Baruch, your Oror Neskeitnish. Ooh, boy, that must have hurt. To tell Eliezer, Tzadik, who's going to go into Gan Eden live, you are ordered and I can't have you as a son-in-law, as a Mechut Nami. And what did Eliezer, how did he react? He was mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he should succeed. But hold on a minute, Eliezer. If you don't succeed, Avraham might change his mind. If you do succeed, he won't change his mind. He davened for Hatzloch, which was against his own interest. Those are Baal Madrega. Doilu Mashke Toiris Rabboi Le'acherim. A Gewaldige Baal Madrega. So we have two Baal Madrega. We have Yishmoel, the Baal Teshua, and Eliezer, the Eved Menon, and they are the two people who accompany Avraham Yitzchok to the Akedah. What does Avraham say? Shvulochem poi im hachamoyer. Say Chazal, am hadoyme lachamoyer. They are compared to a pair of donkeys. Rabbeinu Shalom, what's going on here? The Gresta Bale Madrega, we've just said. And Avraham relegates them to the Madrega of a donkey. So the Bale Musa say the following. The Bale Musa have got a good kasha. In the beginning of Sedra Bar Yeira, at the time of the Bris Mila and the Bikur Chayim of Avraham, Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim. Sorry. Avraham the son of Zakenim Boim Bayomim. Avraham and so was Zakenim Boim Bayomim. What's the difference between Bo Bayomim and Zakenim? Not sure at the moment. Right. Anyway, he was 99. Avraham the son of Boim Bayomim. When he sends Eliezer, that is when he was 130, so there was 30 odd years in between. Oh, let's work it out. He was 140. Well, yes, Yitzchok married Rivka when he was 40, so Avraham must have been 140, right? So when he sent him, so there was 41 years between the first Bo Bayomim and the second Bo Bayomim. So I ask you, Kasha the boy say, if he was Bo Bayomim at the age of 99, he didn't get younger in the interval before he became 140. So why does the Torah say Bo Bayomim the second time? The Torah says, as I, Zokein is a person who's lived a long time. Bo Bayomim means he comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom and he shows what he's achieved every day. Avraham Avinu, when he was 99, was Bo Bayomim. He showed the Rabbeinu Shalom, every day I've done some avoida, I've come nearer. And I suppose, you know, Avraham Avinu's main work was to tell people about the Rabbeinu Shalom. They shouldn't be over the avoida Zorah. And if you do this sort of kid of work, I think that there comes a time when you're entitled to retire. Especially Avraham Avinu could have had a very strong tanya to Rabbeinu Shlomo. You sent me on this terrible nisoyin of the Akedah, which I passed, and how do you reward me? With the death of my dear wife's son. That's the reward. So Avraham could have said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm right. I'm calling it a day. I'm retiring. Let Yitzchok and Eliezer, let them get on with the job. No. Bo Bayomim. Every day he comes to Rabbeinu Shalom and see what I've achieved this day. That is Bo Bayomim. Every day a new achievement. Shvulochem poi im hachamoyer. A donkey can carry a heavy load. But as the donkey gets older, the more it can carry it. But it reaches a plateau. And when that plateau is reached, the donkey, however strong he cannot carry any more. So what Avraham was saying, yes, Yishmoel the Baal Tshuva, Eliezer the Ben Olam Haba, but they've come to a plateau, and they're not doing any more. They're not going up every day with Madrega. That's Shvulochem Poyim Hachamoyim. Avraham was Bo Bayomim, And they were like the chamor. They achieved tremendously. But there came a time when they said, right, that's it. I had a kasha. And I looked everywhere, and I could not find it. Not only did I not find the kasha, I couldn't even find anybody who asks it, and certainly nobody who answers it. With Yishmael, oh, by the way, there's another kasha which the Mefarshim do. It says, "Vayichlu hamayim min hachemes." The water was finished. There was no water left in the flask. So people who knew the great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael Abba Chatzera, they said that when he was in a good mood, he would take a bottle of arak, wrap a shmat around it, so you don't see, and he poured for everybody in the room, and when he took away the shmata, it was the same level as before. Baal Moifus. So, what about Avram Avinu? Was Avram Avinu's water not as good as Abu Chatzera's arak? And that's, so the people who asked me, I told them, oh, so this, I've got a teretz. The teretz is in the Medrash Rabbah. Because the Medrash says, before Vayichlu Hamayim in Hachemes, the phrase before that is, Vatelach Vatesa B'midbar Be'er Sheva. So Trashi Vatelach Vatesa Chozro Legiluli Be'Soviyah. That's why the water stopped. Had she not been Chozro Legiluli Be'Soviyah, that water would have lasted forever. Avraham Avinu's Vasa, Kleinigkeit. But because Telach Vatesa, that's why it stopped. But my kasha is like this. It says, Vayishma Elokim Eskel Hanar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of the lad, Vayikra Malach Elokim El Hogar Min HaShemayim, Vayimala Malach Hogar, Al Tiri Kishom Elokim El Koil Hanar Vashehu Shom. So in the Reish it says, Vayishma Elokim Es Koil Hanar, and in the Seif it says, Kishom Elokim El Koil Hanar. Now I, in my very humble opinion, think that there's a point here. The Torah doesn't switch the shoneis just for the fun of it. So after I looked in all the Mefarshim and couldn't find anything, I decided, well, if nobody's going to help me, who will help me? I have to help myself. Yes. So I decided, I know this Rashi off by heart. I'll try again learning the Rashi. And lo and behold, where's the answer to the kasha? In Rashi. It's like this. Rashi tells us, "Lefi shahoyu malachi hashoris mekatergim v'omrim." The malachi hashoris accused. They argued for the prosecution rather than for the defense. Ribbono shel Olam, mi she'osid zagmelo hemis bonecha batzoma, this man whose offspring will eventually kill your children with thirst after maleloi ba'er, uvehu mashiva achshav mahu tzadik adosha, amaloi tzadik, amaloi lefi ma'asov shel achshav. According to what is now, don't look into the future. The Melech Kumtoi says, Vayishma Elokim Es Koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of the lad. He was mispalel for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his voice. But did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide immediately to provide this water? No. Up there, there's a system. And they're Makatragim. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a proposition, and the Mekatergim said, no, Rabban Shalom, you can't do it. So Rabban Shalom had to answer the Mekatergim. Vasher Hushom. And if Rav Shem would not have said Ba'ashe Hushama, what would have happened? He would have died of thirst. So maybe that's the difference. Vayishmer kem es koyle, because Shmuel heard, but he didn't react. But there was, why not? Because there was Haniguria. But, Kategoria. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ba'ashe Husham, the critics were silenced. So now the Malach can say, Shmuel kem el koyle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now listened to him. Before he merely heard, I can hear all sorts of things. I don't agree. I hear things. But el koyle now means, yes, I've agreed. Now this story of Hogor, as the Meshech Chochma points out, is a bit strange. And before we get to the Meshech Chochma, there's something else which is a bit strange. Why did Yitzchok become blind? So Rashi says there are three reasons, the Gemara says there are four, but one of them is, as you know, the tears of the angels. At the time of the Akedah, the angels were crying tears, and these tears caused Yitzchok's blindness. Now, I never understood this. The tears of the angels, they were tears of sympathy. Can you imagine seeing such a sight? Oh, you cry and cry of sympathy for poor Yitzchak and poor Avram, what they're going through. So if the tears were tears of sympathy, why should they go blind? Adarabba, they should help him have a better sight. The Meshech Chochma says the following. In the end of Sedra Lech Lecha, sorrow makes Hogar's life miserable. And Hogar decides she's not having any more of that, and off she goes. But the Rebbe Shem thinks otherwise. He sends four malachim. And every time he sends a malach, he says, Vayoyma lo malach Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayoyma lo malach Hashem. Four times. What did we read just now a minute ago? Vayikra malach Elohim el Hogar min Hashomayim. So the Meshech Chochma wants to know what's happened here. In Sedra Lech Lecha, the Malachim, four Malachim, came down to earth, Vayoyma lo Malach Hashem, like I'm speaking to you. But in the story of when she was sent away by Avram, it says, Vayikro Malach Elokim el Hogar min Hashomayim. He didn't come down. What's the difference? So Meshech Chochma has a very simple solution. He says like this. In Sedra Lech Lecha, she was destined to return to Avram Avinu, have a child with him, and stay for some time after that child was born. Here, Avram sent her away. He gave her a get, and out you go. As far as I'm concerned, that's it. Says the Meshech Chochma. As long as she was a member of Avram Avinu's household, she was his wife, so the Malach couldn't call from heaven. Pasach nish, derech eretz, Mr. Malach. You've got to come down and speak to her directly, because she is Avram Avinu's wife. So, the Malach comes. But in this incident, she is Avraham's ex-wife. She's been divorced. So, as an ordinary individual, she can't expect the Malach to come down. She should be happy to hear Malach call from heaven. And the boy said, if a Malach would call to me from heaven, I wouldn't be bereges. I'd be very happy. So that is the difference between the two. Then says the Meshech Chochma, that can't be right. How does the story of the Akedah end? Vayikra Malach Hashem min Hashamayim. Vayikra Malach Elov min Hashamayim. Hey, wait a minute. According to what we said, Avraham deserves the Malach to come down. Says the Meshech Chochma, there's a Talmud Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says, in the Avoid of Yom Kippur, V'chol Adam lo yeh v'oil moyed, v'oil l'chapa ha-kodesh ha-tzeisar. Nobody is allowed to be in the oil moyed, even the outer part, when Aaron and the Kohen Gadol does the avoida lifnaim lifnim, when he does the avoida lifnaim lifnim all out, that's a pasuk. Zok de Yerushalmi v'chol adam afilu a malach, because a malach is also called pnei adam. So the malach, even the malachim, they cannot be in the vicinity of the Kodesh, never mind the Kodesh Kodeshim, when the Kohen Gadol does his Avodah in Lifnaim v'Lifnim on Yom HaKippurim. Why not? The Kedusha generated by the Kohen Gadol, B'Sha'as or Avodah, is such that even Malachim are not allowed to be present. Sof kol sof, Avodah Shem HaKippurim is routine. Of course, the Kohen Gadol's got to prepare himself, Tazma Shabbat, blah, blah, blah. But Lemaisa, what he does is the Ketoilus, the Speaker's Sapat, Speaker's Dam, Hasoya, it's a routine. Avraham and Yitzchak at the Akedah were very far from routine. Gevald Mesiras Nefesh. Tremendous, never been such Mesiras Nefesh. So Memela, that's a pshat. Why did the Malach call Min HaShemayim? The Kedusha generated by the Akedah, by Avraham and Yitzchak, was such that it was out of bounds for the Malachim. The Malach couldn't be anywhere near there. The Kedusha was greater, far greater than the Kedusha of Avodah Yom HaKippurim. And if Avodah Yom HaKippurim, the Malachim can't be present, Kal v'chomer at the Akedah. That is why the Malach had to call Min HaShemayim. So that is, Rabbi Yisai, the answer to our question. We ask, why should the angels' tears of sympathy harm? The answer is they weren't sympathy. They were tears of jealousy. The Rabbi Yisai said to the Malachim, out! You can't be anywhere near where Avraham and Yitzchak are now. Their madrigal is so, so high. Far higher than the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. And if you can't attend the avoid of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Kal v'chomer, you can't be here. It's too holy for you. So Malachim were shocked. They cried tears of bitterness. Why can't we reach such madrigas? And that is why their tears were harmful. May the Rabbi Shem remember the zchus of the Kedon benches hold the Gemach Tziv v'chasim etzayla.